Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, isn't it? So today, in celebration of all things lovely, we're going to read Cupig, the Valentine's Day Pig by Claire Tattersfield, and it's illustrated by Rob Saya Jr. And so go and grab your copy. We have the Barnes & Noble exclusive edition. I don't know what makes it exclusive, but we've got it. And we're going to read it. So you grab your copies. And here we go. Oh yes, today's story is read by Mommy and... Cupie? Mommy and Cupie. Here we go. Cupig loved love. She loved love more than butterflies loved the sky above. Each year on her favorite holiday, which coincidentally was Valentine's Day, she enjoyed spreading love and cheer to every creature, far and near. But when the weather got rather iffy, aiming, well, was rather tricky. And what was she aiming? Can you tell from the pictures? Aiming what? What does she have? In her little tiny hooves. A bow and arrow. She may have stuck some arrows in places she had not intended and accidentally put arrows in hearts that didn't need to be mended. Cupig, the great lover of love, may have made some mistakes. Oh dear. Now, Peanut Butter stopped loving jelly and fell in love with something smelly. Anchovies had joined the picture to make a most disgusting mixture. Ooh, peanut butter and anchovies. Blech, gross. Would you like to eat that for breakfast? How about I make you one of those Uncrustables, right? With peanut butter and anchovies. No? Not that. No, probably not. Okay. It looks like fork has just left knife. Even though they had the perfect life. But now that Fork loves life no more, they've moved into a different drawer. A tragedy. Why would Knife and Fork leave? What about Spoon? Not to worry, Cupig thought. Maybe these new romances deserve a shot. Remember how butterflies loved the sky above? Well, Cupig may have compromised their love when a gust of wind threw her arrow off course and the butterfly fell for a horse. And she's landed on the horse's nose and she says, "Come fly away with me." Well, it makes sense, right, if a butterfly were to fall in love with the sky, because what does the butterfly do? It flies in the sky, right? And the sky has like gusts of wind and it can kind of pull the butterfly along and they can have a wonderful time up there. But can a horse fly? No, not unless it's a horse fly. Brum-ching.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Well.
Hmm?
Can I tell you something?
Please.
What can fly, a unicorn can fly.
Now, if a butterfly fell in love with a unicorn, that would make a lot of sense.
Because a unicorn has wings.
Correctamundo. Salt and Pepper always got along fine. Together, they made any meal divine. But when a stray arrow changed direction, Pepper was no longer the object of Salt's affection. What is he saying?
Love stinks.
Yep. So Cupid shot an arrow in Salt and had shot one towards Pepper, but it didn't hit Pepper. It hit the trash bin. The garbage can. So, oh no, Salt's in love with garbage? This is a disaster. Cupid kept on despite the wind and spray, for what else could she do on Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. Needle and Thread had been a great team. Now, they're falling apart at the seams. Poor Thread just wants Needle back, since Needle left her for a haystack. And the haystack says, "You make me so happy." But S-E-W is how it's said. So instead of saying so much, like a whole lot, it's sewing, like you're making some clothing. It's silly. Yeah, okay. Dog and Bone are in for a fight. Now, Dog won't even take a bite of what was once her favorite bone, since Dog fell for a xylophone. Now, I wonder if it's a magic xylophone like in Bluey. Probably not, huh? Okay. Oh boy. Paper has always loved Pin. So when Pin was forced to let him go, when Paper made the most unusual pair and fell in love with a polar bear, this storm, yeah, might have caused a mess, Cupid thoughtfully assessed, which means, aha, she's figuring it out. So yeah, in the picture we can see that the polar bear, the polar bear is saying, "You're cool," to the paper. But the pin says, "I'll never let go," as it sits there on that floating iceberg. Now, Cupid knew she had miscalculated and made these pairs discombobulated. Oh, that's an excellent word. Discombobulated. Do you know what that means? Mm-mm. Say it with me. Discombobulated. Good. Discombobulated. That means that you're all mixed up and confused. If you're discombobulated, you're mixed up and confused. Try using it in a sentence today. Okay. With the sky now clear, Cupid saw what she had done this Valentine's Day. She knew love had not won. Things hadn't exactly gone as expected, so Cupid sat back and reflected. What can she do to fix this big mess? You can't eat spaghetti without a fork and a knife. You could try a whisk, but that wouldn't be right. Needle and Thread just can't be apart, for who would adorn my undies with a heart? Oh my goodness, this pig has underpants that have hearts on them. Never before have I seen such a sorry sight. I know in my heart I must make things right. Okay, pig, we know you can do it. So she flew off again to fix her mistakes, hoping she was not too late. At last, fork and knife have reunited. The love between Salt and Pepper reignited. Needle and Thread's love got a mend, and Dog and Bone were together again. Paper and pen were together once more, the love between them stronger than before. Peanut butter was back, loving jelly the most. We can all agree. Butter and anchovies were really, really gross. Cupid really, really loved love, just as butterflies again loved the sky above. And so she stowed her arrows away until the next Valentine's Day. Now Cupid, thinking of her recent missteps, had no choice but to accept that sometimes she should just take a day off. And in the end of this book, my friends, there are the cutest little Valentine's Day pics that we could give to one another if we wanted to. And that, my dearest friends, is the end. Can you oink, 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 oinky, oinky? Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.